This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. A report by CBS News detailed the circulation of fraudulent documents that some courthouses may not have known about, even though it did include their names. These documents were an attempt to repair the online reputations of businesses or individuals. The Hamilton County Clerk of Court's office was among those targets of the fraudulent documents. So let's talk about what went down. Joining us is Hamilton County Clerk of Court's Aftab Purevall. Welcome, Aftab.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So we got a press release from your office before this CBS story was online, and we could fully understand what exactly was going to be reported. And your office sends out this release with a headline, Clerk of Court's Aftab Purevall, to announce new security measures to authenticate judicial orders following CBS National News report on forgeries. And so that came in our inbox, and it was like, oh man, what's going on over at the clerk's office? It sounded very serious. The report came out and it was serious, but it didn't seem to be anything that your office was doing incorrectly. It's that your office was being used in a fraudulent manner. Give us the background.
What happened? Yeah. So about a month ago, as part of a CBS National News investigation into this cottage industry called reputation management companies, CBS News came to us as part of that investigation and told us that they had found over 60 fraudulent, a more appropriate word is fake, court orders. Some were from federal courts, some are from state courts around the country. 11 were fraudulently claiming to have come from Hamilton County. So a little bit of context here. Reputation management companies are companies that you hire as a small business or as a person to try and improve your reputation online. So if someone Googles you you're not interested in them seeing your 2014 Dancing with the Stars video, for example.
You're opening up old wounds for yourself, I might add.
Came third in that. Still frustrating.
Yeah, I won with perfect score.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Good for you. But if you're not interested in that being at the top of the search results, you can hire this company, and there are legitimate ways to improve the results, to curate the results, to make you look better in a Google search. But the only real way to take down information or a review that is unflattering is to get a court order to do so. So you get a court order, you send it to Google, and Google takes down the offending links. Instead of doing that, these criminals at home in their basement were creating out of whole cloth judicial orders on Word or Adobe, including the judge's signature, and passing them off as legitimate to Google. And in some instances, I believe Google didn't check. They just thought they were real and took down the information. So first and foremost, it's important to know that these documents were never submitted to our courthouse. Our security system is very secure. There was no breach in that. But when I found out, because the sanctity of our court orders are so important, we took immediate action. We referred it to the prosecutor's office. And we did more than that. We did an investigation into the court orders. We analyzed them as to how they were fake. And we also are now putting together more tools for citizens to use if one of the court orders they see or a court document looks a little funny.
So I'm curious about your reaction when CBS News first contacted you and said, look, we're coming to Cincinnati because we're doing a story on this, and just how you felt when you got that word.
I was shocked. I mean, utterly shocked that these criminals were using Hamilton County letterhead and Hamilton County judges, actual judges, in order to pass off these documents as fake. This is very serious. We've got to protect the sanctity of these court orders because, you know, court orders are incredibly powerful. They determine who goes to jail and who doesn't, who gets millions of dollars and who doesn't, who gets custody of a child. Nothing is more important to me as the clerk of courts to protect the sanctity of our courts, which is why we're taking pretty aggressive action in order to empower the citizens to make sure that these fraudulent or fake court orders are found out and that the criminals are held accountable.
Well, let's talk more about the initiatives you've undertaken at the clerk's office in order to combat this.
Yeah. So the other thing that's important to know is all of these court orders were dated 2016 and earlier, before my administration took over. And that's important because we launched the first new website that Hamilton County Clerk of Courts has seen in 20 years. And as part of not only looking good and being more intuitive to access and to search documents, it's also much more secure. And so we know that of the fraudulent court documents that were using real case numbers. None of those cases have been accessed by anyone but our office since 2017. So that's important to know, that these documents were created before we launched our new website with the new security protocols. You know, criminals are leveraging technology to get away with their crimes. So we, on the other side, have to leverage technology, and that's exactly what we're doing. So we are looking into technology like a QR code to affix to every single one of our court documents, that it will be hopefully encrypted. So folks will just have to take a picture of the QR code on the court document. It'll take them straight to our clerk of courts website, and they'll be able to authenticate it themselves. If you're not as tech savvy as that, we've also created a hotline and an email. And so if you bear with me, I'll read those. The hotline, if you have questions about a court document's authenticity, is 513-946-5686. And the email is records verify@cms.hamilton-co.org.
These documents that came in with Hamilton County court address on it, were they cases that came out of this area, or were these chosen at random?
They were not real. So some of the court orders had real case numbers on them, but the cases had nothing to do with what the fake court order was purporting to be. Obviously, all of the plaintiffs and defendants were real, but nothing else on the document was real. And what's interesting is some of the fakes were really quite sophisticated. The word processing power and Adobe power that we have on our laptops and our computers at home is pretty strong. Same with Photoshop. So you can pretty much create any document that you want and make it look pretty good. And some of these fakes were strong. Others were awful. One of the fake court documents was stamped with a fake stamp from Broward County, Florida, for example. So it just didn't make any sense. But the good news is, none of the fake orders had the authentication tools that we use to verify whether something is real or not. So I'm confident that the tools we have in place already are strong, but we're making them even stronger with a few more tools that the citizens can use. And that's why this radio program and the other press that we've done is so important. Because it's let's be honest, it's pretty hard for me to govern what someone is going to do in their own home and then what someone's going to do by just sending it directly to Google. So we really need the citizens. If you see a funny or fake-looking or weird-looking court order, use the tools that we're providing in order to authenticate them.
Because this wasn't an attempt, it seems, to fool you or the courthouses.
Yeah.
This was an attempt to fool the search engines.
If these court documents had been submitted to our office, we would have known immediately that they were fake. Even the good ones, again, they lacked the verification tools. We use, if it's e-filed, we use a serial number that's very specific on the footer of the document to authenticate it. And if it's hand-filed, we use a barcode that we affix ourselves. That's very hard to fake. So none of these fake documents had those. If they had been filed with our office, we would have found them immediately. Until CBS News told us that people were creating these documents and sending them directly to Google, the courthouse had not seen the documents.
And we don't know for sure whether the people who were looking to have their reputation repaired were in on this attempt to scam.
Exactly.
Because it was the company. And as far as they knew, they were purchasing a service and everything probably looked legit to them.
That's exactly right. That's my takeaway from the CBS News report. It's not clear to me that the parties involved are committing the crime. It's more likely these reputation companies, management companies that are doing this. And it's, you know, this is serious. These are pretty low stakes, let's be honest, you know, making your reputation look better or getting rid of some Yelp reviews. But as I mentioned, court orders are incredibly powerful. They send people to jail. And so this is a very serious crime. My office is taking it very seriously. And that's why it's so important to get the word out.
And the number again, if you see something suspicious, is 513-946-5686. The email is recordsverify@cms.hamilton-co.gov.
.org.
.org.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And since I have you here, we'll be covering the visit by President Trump tomorrow from all sides, getting perspective from supporters, from from opponents. You've announced that you are going to be organizing a counter rally.
Yeah, there's
at this
event. There's a grassroots effort counter rally tomorrow at 6 p.m. in front of the Freedom Center. It's an opportunity for folks who are frustrated by President Trump's policies, by his hateful and divisive rhetoric, to come and stand up and speak out. It'll be a community event that will really feature and focus on our strength, which is diversity and inclusion, which stands in stark contrast, I believe, to President Trump's politics.
Hamilton County Clerk of Courts, Aftab Purival, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. I'm Michael Monks. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org.